Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
Katie goes, so what, anything notable happened? And Schwartz goes, I don't know. Tom Sandoval thinks that something might have happened with Jax, but I don't really know the details, so you should ask him. fully. Taking a bullet for Jax.
Yeah.
Will not say one word that Jax did something.
Right.
Even though he heard the sounds of Jax's lovemaking in the bathroom.
Yeah. Katie said he's not supposed to have bro code. He's supposed to have Katie code.
Yeah. I mean, Schwartz's like tight lipped, you know, anti snitching policy towards Jax is something to behold.
Ironclad. But luckily, Sandoval enters mere seconds later.
Sandoval goes, I am done keeping secrets for this man who would betray me at any point in my life, which is true.
Totally true.
Jax already did it. We saw it with Schwartz. If Jax saw any of them do anything with another woman while they're in a relationship, he would scream it from the rooftops.
Yep. Yeah. So Sandoval walks in, and like the first words out of his mouth are, he fucked the shit out of a girl in the bathroom, and she wasn't hot at all.
Katie goes, wait, she wasn't even hot? And he goes, no, not at all. She was a bootleg chick.
Disgusting. And then in his confessional, Schwartz is like, the noises I heard painted quite the soundscape in my mind. Which is like the most like Schwartzy way of speak.
Yeah, he says some very eloquent, beautiful things about some of the most disgusting things he's ever heard. Also, he says, I don't want to unleash my lips against Jax because he's probably got a little shit on me. So that
Why
means,
would he say that?
I don't know. Because that means that Schwartz is admitting to the fact that there's a lot more where that came from in terms of how many times he's cheated.
He's an idiot.
Did he think that he was in the clear because he told Katie about the one time? I mean, they're just keeping secrets for each other.
It really is. The name of the game on this show is lying.
Yes. And this was the first time, when we get to the Hugo's taco scene, I'll try to talk about it again. But this was the first time where this trio seemed like a dark, like kind of bad vibe. Like, just imagine like the things that they've seen and witnessed together that they're keeping secrets of, and then Jax lies to them, and you know that he knows he's lying to you, but you know that if you betray him, he'll betray you. Yeah. It's like, it's. I would never want that relationship with my friends.
Like they've probably done unforgivable things, perhaps a dead sex worker.
Jax. Jack said he went to jail, that fake prison story in the 1950s that he talked about, where he was given a loaf of bread and given a harmonica to play and to rattle the cages with a tin cup. He did something much worse than jail. He did something that we'll never fathom. And even Saucy said it. He went to Mexico. He went on some sort of bender and he had to flee the country. Something. I have no clue. I mean, I would love the tell-all.
He just seems like someone that has gone way too far.
Oh, yeah. What if you hypnotized Jax and the hypnotist was so good that they got him to say all the things he did? And it would sort of be like Goonies when Chonk.
Chonk.
What's his name? Chunk. Remember his name's Chunk, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like when Chunk, remember when he tells all of his secrets of all the horrible things he did? Jax would be like that, except the things you would hear wouldn't be silly or fun.
No. This one's for you
tonight. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.